Remembering's important for everybody, isn't it? I'm quite sure all of us are able to think of a time when we didn't remember something and we regretted that we had not remembered it because it created all kinds of trouble and hassle and difficulty. And we thought, I'll not forget that again. This weekend, we're remembering, of course, something very serious indeed. People across the country are making a point of thinking of the huge human sacrifice in two world wars and many other conflicts and wars. Do you know how many countries are at war today as we meet here? I googled it, and it depends what you mean. And there are different ways. If you take countries where there have been more than 1,000 deaths in the last, in 2022, the last full year, related to conflict, more than 1,000 in a single year. I don't think we ever had that in our troubles, thankfully. Today, well, Ukraine and Russia, we could all have thought of those. Israel and Palestine, much more recently. Myanmar, which has had civil strife since 1948. We have a friend who comes from Myanmar. She can't go home. She says, if I go home, I'll be arrested at the airport and I will disappear. Each year, there are thousands killed still in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, civil war ongoing in Yemen. Sometimes we hear it mentioned on the news. Mexico and Colombia, they have got drug wars ongoing since 2006. And in Africa, there are, again, it's hard to tell exactly, but around about 9 or 10 countries which have insurgencies, militant groups rising up, very often jihadist ones, but not all that, waging terrorist campaigns. So over 20 countries, around about 23 countries at war today. We need to learn. We need to learn. It's terrible when we think about it. We need to learn. First lesson is about remembrance. Now, I expect most of us, when we talk about remembrance, think that memory is about things that happened in the past, long ago. And sometimes people start talking about them and get misty-eyed and we become nostalgic and talk about the good old days. In the Bible, it's quite different. With God, remembering works forwards. It works forwards. What do I mean by that? Well, when God remembers us, he does recall the good old days, yes. But that leads to him moving into action to bring in the good new days. With God, memory is about the future. Remembrance is about the future, making it better, learning from where we have gone wrong. Think of Israel. Slaves in Egypt, until God remembered his promises to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and he sent Moses to lead them to freedom, a land flowing with milk and honey. In the days of Mary and Joseph, the people were in an occupied territory of the Roman Empire, and it was not a very good place to be. God remembered his promises about sending a Messiah and sent his one and only Son to be the Savior of the world. But Psalm 115 sums it all up wonderfully well. I'm going to read you just a couple of verses from verse 12. The Lord remembers us and... Now, if I asked you, what do you think it's going to say next? Probably we would say, well, something about the past. God remembers us and how we first came to know him, how we have gone wrong since, how he has been working. He remembers us and will bless us. It goes straight to the future. The Lord remembers us. Yes, of course he recalls the past. But, and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. When God remembers, he commits himself to act in the future. He sets out on a campaign of blessing. That's how it works, remembrance with God. And the same must be true of us. The whole point of having a memory is to learn from the past and make things better in the future. Not just about recalling the good old days, but creating the good new days. It was Lewis Carroll who said, "It's a poor memory which only works backwards." Let's make sure, as we remember, that we ask ourselves, right, what can I do? How can I make a difference? How can I speak up at certain times when people are talking in the wrong direction? Remembrance. We don't want those things to happen again. Our remembrance should involve commitment to make things better in the future. Second lesson, responsibility. I don't always have 3 hours in a sermon, but they just popped up this time. They seemed very obvious things. Responsibility. I don't know, you may have heard on the news that a blue plaque was unveiled in Canolly Parish Church, Derry Lynn, County Fermanagh, yesterday. I think it was at 12 noon. In honour of a lady called Monica Massey Beresford. She was a true war hero. Her grandfather was Lord Dunleith of Ballywalter. She's part of that family. And she grew up on a very grand house on the shores of Loch Earn and went to and fro to Crom Castle. I think there were cousins lived in it and others who lived in others of the big houses in the county. In the First World War, she moved to the East End of London to work in a tea facility for soldiers in a very impoverished place. She met a Danish diplomat and married him, became Monica de Witchfield, and they moved to his family estate in Denmark. Denmark is right beside Germany. It's a neighbour. When World War II broke out, it was one of the first places to be invaded. The Nazis swept in on the 9th of April, 1940. And there were about 7,500 Jews living in Denmark. Some of them had fled to avoid the Holocaust. And without her husband's knowledge, Monica became very actively involved in the Danish underground resistance movement. Hiding Jews, helping them to escape, helping airmen who had crashed, rescuing them and managing to get them back home to Britain. very, very daring things. And in Denmark, when Nazis tried to do anything to any of the Jewish families, their Danish neighbours would come out, and a crowd would come out and stand in the way and tell the Nazis to clear off and wouldn't let them. And so nothing happened to any of those Jews in Denmark. But inevitably, the powers that were in control were making plans that they would sweep all over the country in 1943 and arrest all of them at once and take them away. But it leaked. The underground had literally 4 or 5 weeks, and in that time they managed to get 95% of the Jews up to the coast across the Baltic Sea to Sweden, which was nearby and safe. 95%. And Monica was deeply involved in all of that. I don't know how her husband was unaware of it, but apparently he was. Somebody betrayed her and other leaders in the underground. They were arrested, they were taken to court, and one by one they were brought up and sentenced to death. And when the judge stood and looked at her and announced her death penalty, she took out her powder and her lipstick, took care of her appearance, and then said, "Will that be all, gentlemen?" And treated them with absolute contempt, which was a wonderful response. The Queen of Denmark was a personal friend and intervened. So instead of the death penalty, she was sent to a concentration camp where she died, and her body has never been found. But because of her and all the ordinary people in Denmark who went out and wouldn't let the Nazis, when they came in small groups to try and target Jewish people, they wouldn't let them do it. Because of them, almost all of the Jewish people escaped. Almost all of them. It had one of the highest survival rates for Jewish people in all of the occupied countries in Europe. Why? Because people like us spoke up for their neighbours and stood up for their neighbours and acted to save their neighbours. That's why. Ordinary people. It's far easier to keep your head down and say nothing, isn't it? And it's wrong. The right thing is often very hard. To stand up for what's right, to stand up for peace, doesn't always win friends. It cost Monica her life. To win peace for us, it cost Christ his life. Just after the war, on 10th of December 1948, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was established, and we've all heard of it. It's very often referred to by people who believe they are not being treated rightly, and that's what it's for. But it took another 50 years, 1998, on the 50th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, for a Universal Declaration of Human Responsibilities to be established. Have you heard of it? Most of us never heard of it. But in the Bible, that's what comes first. God created the first man, the first woman. You know about Cain and Abel. how Cain said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And the answer didn't need to be given, because it's obvious. Of course you are. Of course we are. And when we see, whether it's someone we know or someone we don't know, being treated wrongly, that's the moment for us to step up and say, "That's wrong. Don't do that." Ordinary people taking our responsibilities, like Monica did. She could easily have stayed in her estate in comfort and been perfectly all right, except she would have been absolutely wrong. Responsibilities. First, remembrance is about changing the future when we recall the past. Second, responsibility. My God-given responsibility to look out for others. And thirdly, the reality about peace. Pam read for us in Psalm 37, those final words. Psalm 37, verse 37. There is a future for the man, the woman of peace. There is a future for the man of peace. When Jesus met with his disciples in the upper room, he knew that his execution was imminent. And so he told them what his last will and testament was, what he was going to leave them. What was that? He said, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives." See, the reality is there has never been peace in this world. Always somewhere there is conflict at one level or another. Due to our human nature, our fallen human nature, creates all these conflicts. The world has never been able to deliver peace, and it never will, because it is a broken world. But the Prince of Peace will deliver it, ultimately, when he brings in a new world at the end of this world. Then we will know the future that Pam read about here. There is a future, a glorious future, in a perfect world where every wrong will be put right, where justice will be done perfectly. And we will revel in a peace that we have never yet tasted and can only imagine. There is a future for the man, the woman of peace. Let's learn the lessons. In the Bible, remembrance, yes, recalls the past and commits to a better future. Remembrance is about the future. Let us focus not so much on our human rights, but our human responsibilities. And let us embrace the reality that the King is coming and will bring peace, perfect peace, eternal peace. Look forward to it and act for it. Let us pray. Lord, we see very clearly that this world does not give peace. It never has, and it never will. But we thank you for the promise of a new world where we can relish your peace. Help us, Lord, to be men and women of peace here and now, wherever we go, wherever we meet things that are not right, give us the strength and the courage to make a difference for your glory. And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.